Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This always annoys me. So Gary Cohen caused controversy last night, and in my opinion, people are angry at the wrong thing, as always. So for those who missed it, Gary Cohen brought up a story that honestly I was not even aware of until he brought up, and that is the fact that Matt Shaw, formerly of my fantasy team, well, the season's over, which is why he's not on it, missed Sunday's game in the middle of a pseudo-pennant race to go to the funeral service of Charlie Kirk, who was murdered last week. And so, I don't know, missed the game. And so Gary brings up, tells the story, first I'm hearing of it, about, and really Gary gave an opinion. It was weird that he wasn't there, middle of a pennant race. And my opinion on missing games for personal reasons, and I've been very consistent about this as a fan, and I think you'll like this, Tiki, as a player, is I will never get on a player for missing a game for personal reasons. Right. It is up to them on what is deemed personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially in baseball where there's 162 of these things. It's different with football.
Well, yeah, each game values a little bit more.
Right, and you have guys legitimately debating whether or not they're going to miss games to go see a baby be born.
Which I respect.
Of course.
Like a funeral, a baby being born, yeah. Honestly, a dog dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it, and I don't choose to criticize players for that. I know around here it's been different. You know, guys miss opening day, and it's like, oh my God, why is he going to see his wife give birth? I get it. Everyone can have an opinion. You all are right to have an opinion. My opinion is I never get on players for missing games. Which, as a former player, I'm sure you're like, oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Evan.
So, I don't have a problem with Gary Cohen having an opinion, even if I disagree with it. I think in this country, we need to learn that people are going to disagree. That's okay. My problem with Gary Cohen, and there's no disputing this, is he didn't tell the full story. And that bothers me.
Mm.
I've learned over the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that when I read the newspaper or when I listen to cable news, I then have to do more research because sometimes the whole story isn't there.
Isn't that a shame?
It's a damn shame, and it annoys me, and yep. I'm not perfect. Are there times I come on the radio and miss part of the story? I do, and I feel horrible about it. Like, I was joking with Josh Hart yesterday. Oh, he demanded a trade. We played the whole audio clip, and I think sometimes when we don't tell the whole story, whether it's me as a talk show host or Gary as a broadcaster or a writer, there's only two reasons why it happened. Number one is you didn't do your job good enough. You were lazy. I will raise my hand.
Mm.
There are days, and I don't want to be, where if I didn't tell you the whole story, I promise you, it wasn't because I was trying to convince you of something. I was being lazy. Bad job by me. The other one is actually worse. You're being deceitful.
Right.
I didn't know this about Matt Shaw. I found out because I had to Google it. Matt Shaw and Charlie Kirk had a personal relationship. I didn't know that. Gary Cohen didn't tell us that. I didn't know that Erica Kirk, who I get emotional thinking about what she said mm-hmm. at that speech at that funeral the other day.
Great.
When she forgave.
Right.
Amazing. She texted this guy and said, hey, you're close with my husband. I'd like you to come to the funeral. Now, you have every right in the audience to say, it's a pennant race. I don't like it. You can have whatever opinion you want, but we should know the facts. What Gary did last night, and I love Gary Cohen, I didn't like it because he didn't tell us the full story. I had to go on the internet and find the full story.
Yeah.
But that's the full story.
Most people didn't follow through and get the full story.
No.
That's the issue.
I went and texted you guys immediately and said, I didn't know this about Matt Shaw. Now, for everyone out there, you have a problem with him going to the funeral? God bless you. I have a problem with it. You have no problem with him going to the funeral? Great. Have whatever opinion you want. All I know is we need all the information. And the fact that he had a personal relationship with this man and his wife personally texted him to say, it would mean a lot to me to come to this funeral, to me completely changes the story. That's a bad job by Gary Cohen. With that said, the other angle that I don't have an opinion on, I want to ask you as a former player is, how do players react when guys miss a game? Obviously, football different than baseball for any personal reason. Right. Like, is there resentment in rooms when
no,
that happens?
I don't think so. And I especially don't think so anymore. You know, back when it felt like winning was the only thing and you needed everybody to be all in all the time, maybe there were issues that would come up. But in today's world, athletes are different. Their priorities are different. I'm not saying they don't want to win less, but I'm just their interests are different. Their scopes in life are different. I think, you know, my generation maybe and before mine, it was I play football. That's what I do. I pick things up. I put them down. Type of thing. It was that kind of myopic focus on just playing football. Don't do anything else. Don't be on social media, even though it didn't exist. But you know what I mean.
Right.
I used to get in trouble because I would go do media. Right. The guys would get annoyed because I was on TV or whatever it may be. And so I think that is so completely changed that. If you have a legitimate reason, guys are going to support you, period.
It's good to hear because I feel like we pick our spots and that's what bothers me. What bothers me is every human being is different. I'm very different than you, is very different than Sean. My reasons for missing a show, you could look at and say, that's ridiculous. But to me, it matters. Sandy Koufax is a legend. Why is he a legend? He's a legend because he was a great player, of course. He's also a legend because Sandy Koufax said, on Yom Kippur, I'm not pitching game one of the World Series.
Right.
And that was 1965.
You got to stand on something.
And he stood on that.
Right.
And for many years, rightfully so, he's a legend. I haven't heard anyone question him on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure anyone did. Not that there was sports talk radio in 1965, but I think sometimes we are selective in what we're pissed about. So let me just be the first to tell you, even though we've already discussed this 6 months ago, do you remember the Pete Alonso stuff?
Yes.
Pete Alonso admitted, hey, yes. You know, my wife's due. I'm not going to tell you the due date. And we did the math. We were having some fun.
Well, I mean, he made us do the math because he was like, it could get dicey.
Right, could get dicey. What he meant was his wife is due to give birth right around now. Right around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Playoff time. Pete Alonso is allowed to miss a playoff game to see the birth of his child. And I know
especially his first child.
Especially. But spoiler alert.
After the first one, it's kind of like, yeah, okay. I was there for the first one.
But you know there's people out there, maybe Sean, maybe Tommy, I don't know, people on our radio station, people in the audience who are going to have a problem with that. And you have a right to, I guess.
Yep.
But the way I've always viewed this consistently, whether it's death, birth,
holiday, animal in the family, whatever it is, I'm not going to get on a player for missing a game for something they deem really personal to
them. Yeah. If I was going to get mad at Pete Alonso and I was a Met fan, it wouldn't be about the birthday, because that is what it is. I'd be like, dude, didn't you do the math before? Right? Didn't you think about it before? Like, wait, oh, dang it.
Well, Pete Alonso did supply a big hit last night, single off the fence that I felt was getting out. Anyhow, let's get back to your calls. A lot on the table. We'll get a lot more into the Yankees as the show rolls on. Prepare you for the Yankee game tonight, the Met game tonight as well. Checking on the lineups, 888-808-1019. Let us go to Paul in Newark, New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's good, man.
Good, man.
Good. I do fault the front office with how they put this team together. The pitchers, I call it the beginning of the season. Last year, they brought in these reclamation projects. They had the Ghost Whisperer. They have the pitching lab. Did a good job. Why are you doing it? This is supposed to be an all-in year. They went all in on Soto, but I didn't like the pitching. I knew it was going to be trouble. And Evan, I love you. You're my fellow Met fan. You said pitching, they don't need great pitching to win this year. Their lineup's going to score so many runs, pitching's not going to win it for them. I don't think even you thought the pitching would be this bad.
I never
to blow
thought.
So many games.
No, you nailed it at the end.
Yeah.
I never thought the pitching would be this bad. I also never thought it would be as good as it was over the first 2 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the counter that I would offer to they didn't do enough to add to this rotation, which obviously is backed up by the fact their pitching hasn't done well. Who did you want? Like, I'm going to raise my hand and tell you who I wanted. I wanted Corbin Burns.
Right, hurt.
Hurt. Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you look at...
He wouldn't be available right now.
He wouldn't be. Like, not to call Sal out, but I'm calling myself out on him. I know Sal wanted Walker Buehler. Well, what happened to him?
Yep.
So, even if they were more aggressive in adding starting pitching, I look around and say, all right, well, who would it have been? Trading for Garrett Crochet? Sure. It was going to cost you a lot. It was going to cost you a lot in prospect capital. Would it have been worth it? Certainly with the way he's pitched, it appears that way. And the other one is your guy, Max Fried. But the Mets were never even linked to him, mm-hmm. and they were never going to make that kind of a long-term offer. So, yeah, the pitching wasn't good enough. David Stearns has deserved a lot of blame, but there's not like there's that many guys that they could have gotten that you're like, damn it, why'd you get him?
You go back and look at all of them, and I think we did this at some point a month or two ago, and none of them worked out the way that you would have thought. And so you did the best with what you could, with what you could get, and they were good for a little bit. But ultimately, I think... what he said first was the more pertinent part, which is that this lineup, and Carlos Mendoza says this every time he gets asked about it, we have good players.
Yeah.
They should be hitting better.
Absolutely.
They just don't consist, at least not collectively. They do individually, but collectively they haven't had these type of breakout games or the breakout game we saw at the game we went to a week and a half ago. So if they just played up to their regular, normal potential, you wouldn't have to worry as much about the pitching.
No, you're right. But you can't pitch to the level where you get knocked out in the second inning. Can't happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.